We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Cousins skates ahead of him. Far circle shot stopped by Nedeljkovic, and the rebound comes to Paterka. For Cousins with a shot, scores! Cool. The fun line is having some fun in Detroit City as Dylan Cousins gets his second of the night. And the Sabres extend the lead to 3-1 with 11:48 to go in the second period.
Gives the speed, pressure, and an excellent heads-up play by J.J. Paterka on the near wall here to find Cousins.
Dan Dunleavy, Rob Ray on the call. Moments of the game brought to you by Firth Jewelers. For all the moments in your life, go forth to Firth. We'll check in with Sal Capaccio at the top of the hour. He's in New England. Bills at Patriots.
He stays in Providence when he goes there. Not Boston.
Okay.
It's the same distance, I guess. Foxborough is like right in between the two.
It's kind of in the middle of nowhere.
Foxborough is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went to Patriot Place once. Had lunch. There was a CBS restaurant, like CBS Sports restaurant was there at the time.
Just for lunch, or you went there for like a game?
I was visiting a college roommate. He lives in Massachusetts, and it was like, hey, you want to go to the stadium? So yeah, just went and did that. Do you ever do that? Like, if you're in a spot, you're wherever you might be vacationing, and you can see the stadium, even though the team's not there. You go to see the stadium. You can tour the stadium. I did this in Barcelona to tour.
That's cool.
Famous stadium, Fenway Park, right? Like maybe the Red Sox aren't home, but hey, would you like to go see the stadium?
I have never done this. My brother, as an Eagles fan, we went to Philadelphia in high school, and I would have toured that. I definitely would have toured that because there is a picture of young me standing in front of Trent Edwards' locker just because I thought that would have been funny.
When he was with the Eagles?
When he was with the Eagles as their backup quarterback. Otherwise, I don't think so. I am going to Foxborough for a concert in May. So I will be there, and I'll have a taste of, you know, middle of nowhere, I guess.
What's the show?
Taylor Swift.
Oh, wow.
We did manage to get through that hellscape of a queue of 4 hours that took, and did end up getting tickets. So, Foxborough.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
I feel like we won the lottery because it feels like nobody on earth that was trying to get tickets to any of those shows got tickets. We've managed.
Connect with our fans, brought to you by the law firm of Gelber and O'Connell. We take your personal injury case personally. Paul in Buffalo. Good morning, Paul.
Hey, good morning, Jerry. I just wanted to bust on you a little bit because I do love you. You're great. I listen to you guys all the time. But when you say things like the Bills, you're not going to complain no matter what the win is, I would just like to hear what you're going to say tomorrow morning. If they won, where everybody punted, our offense looked like doggy do, like their offense did too. The only score was made by the defense where – let's just say they fumbled it, they fell on the ground, and we got a safety, and the Bills win 2-0 tomorrow morning. You're going to say, that's a good win. We got a win.
I'll tell you what I'll do. Thanks, Paul. Hold on. Let me see if that's scoreigami. That's my first question.
2-0?
A game has definitely ended 2-0 before, right?
Probably in the 20s at least, right?
You think that many games have been 2-0?
Yeah, I'm going to guess more than a couple.
Two games have ended 2-0. One, the Bears beat the Packers 2-0. In 1938.
Okay. Yep.
And
that sounds right.
The Akron Pros beat the Buffalo All-Americans 2-0 in 1923. So that means revenge game. Buffalo wins 2-0. We need a 2-0 win. No, thanks, Paul.
2-0. I really need to pull up that box score.
I'll be honest. I'm trying to talk myself into if the offense looks bad or not great, but they win, everything's okay. So I'm kind of doing that for myself. But I want to talk myself into big picture of these three games are very important. I want a home playoff game. I went to one last year. Mm-hmm. It was amazing. I want at least one more this year. And maybe two, right? Like, how about two this year? Can that last year they only got one.
Right.
Can they
you
got
to be the two seed.
We've been so focused on the one seed. Can I have the two seed?
Yeah.
The two seed gets two home playoff games.
What are their odds of winning the division and not being the two seed, though? That would be falling behind Tennessee or Baltimore or Cincinnati.
Or Cincinnati, who's playing really well.
Yeah.
You know, it strikes me, we talk about the one seed all the time, and last year the two seed would have been nice. Kansas City was the two seed.
Yeah. If you go to Football Outsiders, their odds, they have them split up by seed, where your percentage chance of landing in each seed. You want to guess where the Bills' most likely seed is as of today?
I know, a week ago the most likely seed was the five seed, right?
Uh-huh.
That's what you told me. All right, what do you got?
It's the one seed.
Okay, good.
25.2%. Very close behind is the two seed at 24.9%, then the five at 23.7%. So
it's kind of like if you win the division, you'll be in the top two, and if you don't win the division, you're not getting three or four.
Right. The three seed is 4.9%. The four seed is less than 1%.
That makes sense, because the AFC South winner is going to be like the four seed.
Probably, right. And you're a game up on the AFC North, and you have the tiebreaker over Baltimore if you want it.
Okay.
The Cincinnati game, you still have to play them. But, yeah, essentially, if they win the division, it's going to be the one or the two, more times than not. But the win the division is still an if.
Yeah.
They do have, I guess 55%. 55% to win the division at Football Outsiders. Miami at 29%. Jets at 10 and Patriots at 5. So, you know, it's still a battle. You're still almost 50-50 to do it. But that's a big disparity, right? Like, one seed is, one or two seed, you have two home playoff games.
Two home playoff games.
Or you get zero.
It's funny. We talk about the one seed like, all you got to do is, you know, win two games and you're in the Super Bowl. I mean, two home playoff games as the two seed, you are in the AFC Championship, and there's a chance you are at home again.
Right, Kansas City isn't. You'd think they probably will, but they don't have to. They lost to the Bengals last year.
Yeah.
They would probably play the Bengals before they would play the Bills.
Or they could lose to the Dolphins.
Or the Titans, who they lost to last year.
Yeah, I mean, there's no guarantee they make it through if they're the one. So, you know, to your larger point, though, I just want to, I'll reserve the right to next week say, all right, what's going on with the offense? But I want to, like I said,
if they win 2-0,
I'm trying to pledge today. If they win 19-13,
yeah.
Good job defense. How do I not look at Ken Dorsey in the offense? This team with the last coordinator never punted.
Yeah.
And sure, New England would have made adjustments. It's a different year. How do I not look at that as some sort of sign things aren't what they were before offensively? This Bills offensive drift, Joe, from 2020 to be, you know, if you were going like offensive overall score, they were better in 2020 than they were in 2021. And then this year, they're a little worse again. So I've got 3 years of a slow downward decline in their offensive output and efficiency and all that. And I, you know, it's still high. It's still good. I just don't want that trend to keep going. I want to find a way to get back there. The Chiefs right now have an offense that is better than it has been without Tyreek Hill. With Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
They're going to they lose Hill, and Kelce becomes more powerful. It's a little bit of what's happened with Diggs, right? Like, things have thinned out, and Diggs has become even better. So I'm in my feelings. What can I tell you? I'm in my feelings about this game tonight. The Patriots do this to me.
I've fallen down a rabbit hole of the 1923 Buffalo All-American season, by the way. Football back then was wild.
How were they in close games?
They let me read you some of their scores from that year. The Buffalo All-Americans from 1923 finished the season 5-4-3, by the way. They lost their opener 3-0. Then they won 9-0. Then they won 3-0. Then they won 57-0. Then they
against who'd they beat?
The Orang Indians.
Okay.
Then they tied 0-0. tied 3-3. Well,
you would have thought after 57 they had some momentum going in the next game. Yep. To get shut out, that's tough.
There's that loss to the Akron Pros, 2-0.
Still mad about that one.
Then they tied 3-3, and then they won 13-0. What's that 57-0 doing in there? What was that game?
We should have brought this up tomorrow when Howard's here. He can tell us about the games. Scott in Rochester. Good morning, Scott.
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me. I think if they lose this game, they're absolutely a wild card team. I don't see how you can go start out 0-3 in your division and still win the division, number one. Number two, I really need to see a quick passing game tonight. Without Deion Dawkins and Matthew Judon on the other side, I'm not expecting good things from the offensive line. They haven't been great this year. I've been very disappointed in Spencer Brown. I really hope Dorsey can adapt and not – let Allen just sit in the pocket and get killed, because I think that's going to not be a good look for Dorsey. I don't want to say I'm going to be over him if that's the game plan. If he still insists on sticking with slow developing plays to the outside, but I'm looking at Frank Reich's application if that's what he does tonight. I don't know what you guys think about that.
Yeah, thanks, Scott. To this point, who did we talk to yesterday about the Dolphins' passing offense? That one thing they're able to do is have a downfield passing game on quick developing plays because they're faster.
Mm-hmm.
It's one thing the Bills have not really done a lot of is get a lot of speed. We know McKenzie is fast, but if you go back to last year's game in Gillette, Joe, and look at all those crossers that McKenzie hits, he's running all the way across the field.
Oh, yeah.
And they are not fast developing plays. He's in man coverage, and Allen needs to stand there, wait, and then drop the ball into the bucket on throws that start left side and go right side or vice versa. And they are beautiful throws and catches, but that's your speed guy in the slot winning man matchups, but they did take time to develop.
Yeah.
So I don't know that the same exact formula is going to work if you can't hold up in pass protection.
This is where you'd really want – I mean, he's a fifth-round rookie, but Shakir feels like he's more – his skill set is more capable and able for, okay, ball's got to come out quick. You know where he is. Sure-handed. Just quick 5-yard out. Like, Shakir feels like if he ever gets good, that's going to be him. But, I mean, this is why we're worried about the receiving core, right? You're at a fifth-round rookie maybe needing to do that because McKenzie and Allen just don't seem to be on the same page on those quick throws, those timing patterns. And that is... That will make the recipe of the Patriots getting after Allen tonight even more dire. Is you don't have a guy where Allen gets the ball out quick. I mean, you do actually, but it's been the running back. It's been Singletary. And that's not a good spot to be, where you're just dumping the ball off because you don't have time to get McKenzie on those crossers. You don't have time for Diggs to have his route develop and get open down the field.
Also, due respect to Singletary, it's not a good sign when your quick passes have been to Singletary when you have made efforts to get two different pass-catching backs on the team.
Yeah.
And he's not the pass-catching back that is supposed to be threatening like that, and you don't get it consistently to Hines or James Cook. Maybe it's a James Cook game, you know? Maybe they find a way. Happy the defense seems to be getting back there. I'm very, very happy about the return of Tremaine Edmonds.
Oh, yeah. That's big.
Huge. Yeah. And one thing Joe Marino brought up with us on Wednesday was how Mac Jones under pressure. Well, they don't have Vaughn, but they can still generate pressure from their tackles, and if they send blitzes, they get through with Edmonds, Milano. Like, those two have been disruptive on blitzes in the backfield quite a bit this year. So we'll see what Leslie Frazier and Sean McDermott dial up, but just want to, like, shout out to the defense, and I'm very happy that Tremaine Edmonds is back.
And if you look at the Patriots and where they succeed, a lot of it is over the middle of the field. Jacoby Myers over the middle of the field out of the slot, and it's Hunter Henry. And if you look at Mac Jones' passer rating by where he throws the ball at Next Gen Stats, his number one spot is the middle of the field between 10 and 20 yards. He has 137 passer rating when he's throwing to that spot. The league average is 87.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of the other areas, he's terrible. Like, on the sidelines, that same distance, he's at a 17.
Yeah, they're going to try and force the ball out there and funnel the ball to the sidelines.
Right, and you've seen plays by Tyrell Dodson in the past couple of weeks where he's in position, but he just doesn't have the length to make the play. Edmonds, I mean, he could be in the same spot Tyrell Dodson's in, but just because he's 4 inches taller, he's going to get a hand on that ball.
Sal Capaccio, top of the hour. More of your phone calls. We have an update on Von Miller and the injury that he has and what it might mean to play through it, play with it. So stay tuned. We'll get you some of that information as well. Jeremy White, Jody Biasi here on WGR.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.